بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. وبعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى إن زرت النجم، الله سبحانه وتعالى said وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى. وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى. الله سبحانه وتعالى said that for the human being there is nothing except that which he works for. And the ayat before that, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said الله تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the bearer of the burden will not bear the burden of anybody else. And then he said this ayah, that for the human being there is nothing, for the insan there is nothing except that which he works for. I want to remind myself and you, the concept of tawakkul and the concept of fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are two of the most misunderstood concepts. And we have to understand them correctly, because otherwise our actions will not result in any useful benefits. Tawakkul does not mean to sit doing nothing. Tawakkul means to make effort and then to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the result. That is the meaning of sabr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wallahu ma'as sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people who do sabr. And sabr is to do the best that you can do, is to make the effort. The famous hadith regarding tawakkul is where Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he quoted and he said that tawakkul is like if a person believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has the right kind of tawakkul on Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will feed him like he feeds the birds who leave their nest in the morning with an empty stomach and they come back home with a full stomach. Right? The people quote this hadith and people quote this quote everywhere, but they forget to remind you that Allah provides for the bird but not in the nest. Allah does not provide for the bird sitting in the nest. What is the story? He says bird leaves the nest with an empty stomach and goes searching for food. And Allah will give it the food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Allah said, go and spread in the world and search for my fadl. وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. How to search for the fadl of Allah? To search for the fadl of Allah and not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the course of that search. But to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly while we are searching for His fadl. Fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is where we do a little bit and we get a great deal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that a person, وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ أَشْهَرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. The one who brings one good deed, Allah will give him 10 likewise. 1:10 is 1000%. That is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But please find for me one ayat in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do nothing and I will give you. Huh? I say, hiking. Find one hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do nothing and Allah will still give you. So where have we got this funny interpretation of fadl? Where we make no effort and then we said, no, but you know, ultimately it has to be the fadl of Allah. Of course it has to be the fadl of Allah. Whoever said no. But what is the fadl of Allah? What is the fadl of Allah? The fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is you do a little bit and Allah gives more. Barakah is little bit goes a long way. But there is no concept in Islam or in human logic where you do nothing but everything happens. That is fantasy. That is fairy tales. That is mythology. That's not Islam. If anybody says do nothing and everything will happen, that is nonsense. So let us be very clear in our minds, what is tawakkul and what is sabr and what is fadl. Tawakkul is to make the best effort that you can make and then trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will give us not in keeping with the effort but in keeping with His grace and majesty. And that is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 1:10, 1:700. But is there 0:something? No. There is no 0:something. And that's the reason why I remind myself and you, every day take account. Every day take account. What yesterday, what did you do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'm seriously asking this question to myself and to you. Yesterday, what did you do for the sake of Allah? And don't worry about the salat. You did the salat, forget the salat. That is fard. That is the doorway. In addition to this, what did you do for the sake of Allah? How much money did you spend for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? 1 riyal, 1 dinar, 1 rupee, 1 dollar, 1 taka, how much? Did we spend yesterday? Even 1. And if we did not spend, then what fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are we looking for? Because we didn't spend. We did not spend even one rupee. Then what fadl of Allah are we expecting from? Good deeds, and that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the example of business. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min azabin alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, oh, you believe, shall I show you a tijara? Shall I show you a business which will save you from a dreadful punishment? Why is this word business being used? You give something, you get something. You give something for the sake of dunya, and if you get some profit, alhamdulillah, very good. But there is also a possibility of loss. In this world, that is actually what makes the business halal. If there is a business where there is no possibility of loss, like you are lending out money on interest, then this is not jaiz, it is haram. But in the business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no possibility of loss, and it is halal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, minimum Allah gives is 1:10. And then of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives much more in keeping with His majesty and grace. But let us be very clear in our minds. Don't fool yourself. You have to do something to get something. And if somebody says that you can get without doing anything, then please give me the proof. Because then I'm a fool to try to do something or to advise you to do something. If there is a way of getting something without doing anything, then the Anbiya need not have come. Why did the Anbiya come? For what? Waste of time. Because you can get without doing anything. And why did I recite the ayah before this ayah? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that the person will not carry, Allah taziru wa ziratun wizra ukhra. A person will not carry the burden of anybody else. So if somebody thinks that so and so is going to take me across this bridge and that bridge, the Quran says that it will not happen. So let us be very, very clear. This is all, this is all mythology. This is all fairy tales. The kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say any of this. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never said any of this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him and he said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will make dua for you, but help me by doing good deeds. What is this? Help me. What is this? And this is, we are talking about people who talk to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam face to face. The man stood before the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He looked at his beautiful face. To look at the Nabi in a state of iman makes him a sahabi. He's a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is asking this question and this is the reply he is getting. And we think that 1400 years later, we never saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we never spoke to him. And we need not do anything. And he will take us here and there. Don't fool yourself. Do not fool yourself. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never promised this. Allah never promised this. And whoever promises you that is a liar. Simple as that. And if you believe it, you are a fool. That is all there is to it. Believe what Allah said, believe what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. And what did they say? They said work. They said work. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all know all of this. There is no rocket science in this. I am not getting revelation here. We all know all these things. There is nothing which I am saying here which is new, which you have not heard before. Have you not heard the hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Fatima radiallahu anha, he said, oh Fatima, do not believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you because you are the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will stand before Allah by your deeds, the meaning of whatever Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, aw kama qala alaihi salatu wassalam. Have you not heard this? Do we think that our status with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is higher than the status of Fatima radhiyallahu anha? For Fatima radhiyallahu anha, the nisbat of her father is not enough. But for me, that nisbat is enough. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Is the Nabi my father? Where do we get this? Where do we get these completely, you know, crazy ideas from? How do we believe all this when there are ahadiths which we know, and when there is the Quran which we know before us, which tells us that we have to work? And that is why I asked a very simple question. Yesterday, what did you and I do for the sake of Allah? Which action? Apart from our farz, for the salawat, alhamdulillah, may Allah accept them. But other than that, what action did we do? Only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which ibadah, which sadaqah, which khairat, which whatever. What did we do only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yesterday, day before that, day before that, day before that, Allah knows best. Alhamdulillah, I'm not saying nobody does. Of course, there are people who are doing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support them. But their action will not help you and me. If I did not do it, then the whole world around me can be doing it. It will make no difference. I have to stand by my own deeds, by my own actions. And that's the reason why I think it's a very good idea. Every day, let us remind ourselves, what did I do for Allah today? And let us do it. Let us make the effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds the bird, but not in the nest. So let us leave the nest, go out and search for the Fadl of Allah. And of course, the Fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. No doubt about this. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not send us out to search for it. What is the meaning of search for it? Means what? Means it is there. Means it is there. If it is not there, then it makes no sense. If I tell you in this masjid, go and find some diamonds. There are no diamonds. How will you find them? So if I'm sending you out and saying, go and search for diamonds, that's nonsense, because there are no diamonds. If I tell you, go and search for some chairs, we know there are chairs. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send us out on futile exercises, do go search for my fadl when there is no fadl. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go and search for my fadl, of course the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. But it is there for the one who goes and searches for it. It is not there for the one who sits in his house or in the masjid or in his nest and expects his fadl to drop on his head. No, doesn't come. Doesn't work like that. So let us remind ourselves to do what we need to do, which is more than the faraid. The fard is the doorway. If you stand in the doorway, you do not get benefit of the place. Of course, you are in the doorway, so you are not outside the building, but still. To get more, we have to do something. So let us remind ourselves and do at least one thing every day. One good deed for the day. What is that one deed? Whatever it is for each one of us, let us make sure we do at least one thing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then inshallah, we have the right to expect the fadl of Allah jalla wa'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised this fadl. And inshallah, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always true. So therefore, let us make the effort. That minimum effort is absolutely required, and not just minimum effort, do the maximum. Because if we have the faith, if we have faith in the promise of Allah, then this faith has to be demonstrated by action. Action is the proof of faith. If there is no action, there is no faith. And if somebody says, I have faith, and he does not act, then he does not have faith. At least there is no proof of this. Well, what kind of faith is this? We have the faith, but we have no action. No. The proof of faith is action. There is this story about these people who went to do Salatul Istisqa, the dua for rain. And there was one little kid who went to this gathering, and he was carrying an umbrella. So people asked him, why are you carrying an umbrella? It's hot and it is dry and so on. But he said, but are you not making dua for rain? I'm carrying an umbrella because it will rain. Are we not making dua for rain? So people making dua for rain have no faith that it will rain. Innalillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Well, that small kid has, because his mind has not been corrupted by being older. So he has got faith. I make dua for rain, it will rain. So let me protect myself from rain. I don't want to get wet. So let us have this faith in the promise of Allah. If we have the faith in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the fadl of Allah, then that faith has to be proven by action. And let us inshallah take those actions, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us in keeping with His grace and majesty. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.